Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to the Word of the Week podcast on Burden and Blessing. A reminder to check out our blog at burdenblessing.org, and you can find all the information there about our podcasts and our articles and a lot of other devotional resources. Today, we take a look at the word mercy as one of the most common words in the Bible, and we think of a passage perhaps like Psalm 116, verse 5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. What a clear understanding there that God is merciful. But what does that mean? Well, in the Old Testament, there were really two primary words to convey the concept of mercy. The first word just simply meant to show compassion, or maybe we might use the word love. The second word was perhaps a little bit more deeper in its meaning, where it talks about faithfulness and commitment. Typical translation coming from the ESV translation of the Bible is steadfast love, and that's a great translation for that word. And when you hear that phrase, you should think that's what mercy is. It's love, but it's also love that's steadfast, that's committed. The New Testament also has two primary words for mercy. Again, the first one, the more typical one, simply means to show mercy or to show compassion. And the second word emphasizes the emotion behind that, not necessarily the steadfastness or the commitment that was in the Old Testament word, but the emotional feeling that's connected to showing someone mercy. When we dig into mercy itself as it's used in the Bible, we see a number of different things that come out very clearly. A couple of the things we'll focus on today, we see that mercy is a quality of God. That's what it said in Psalm 116, verse 5, very clearly, that God is merciful. There are many other passages in the Bible that testify to the same thing. Consider Psalm 86, verse 5. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. We also see that mercy protects us from sin. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 23 tell us, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord's mercy protects us from the damaging effects of sin in our lives. It's a renewal for us through God's love and power in that regard. We also see from the Bible that mercy beckons us to repentance. The prophet Joel wrote in chapter 2, verse 13, so rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. In most people's minds, mercy is received when we show ourselves worthy enough before God. And some people even think that passages like what Joel wrote there is getting exactly at that premise, that do what you have to do to show yourself worthy. Rend your heart, rend your garments, show that you're sorry, and God will give you mercy. But really what the Bible is telling us is that we do those things. We show repentance. We show our remorse. We show sorrow for sin because God has been merciful to us, because God offers us free forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And that's what mercy is. God's steadfast and committed love for us is ultimately what leads us to godly repentance and receiving forgiveness of sins. The last thing we're going to see for the purposes of our Word of the Week segment today about mercy in the Bible is that it's the free gift of God. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Everywhere you see the word mercy, you should think of God's power. You should think of God's action. Because his love for us is set in contrast to what we have earned for ourselves, the wages of sin. Mercy is a free gift from our God. And thank the Lord that it is, that he sent his only son in our place to show us what true love is really all about, to show us what love is that is committed and faithful and love that is truly emotional and sincere. Mercy is one of the most precious and treasured words in the entire Bible, and we pray and hope that as you read it in your own personal studies and as you hear that word at church, it would be one of great and lasting comfort for you.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.